Turn it up loud. You're about to go round and round. Chloe's friendship circle. There'll always be a spot for you. And you can bring a pal or two to Chloe's friendship circle. With songs and stories we can share. The magic of friendship in the air. On Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship circle.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's friendship circle. This time in the episode, we're going to interview Lucy Kalantari. And she wrote the song Fantastics, so it's going to be lots of fantastic stuff. And if you have some problems, don't worry, you might want to take my advice. So I'm starting a new advice column, but I'll teach you more about that later in the show. And you're also going to learn what makes me feel fantastic. As well, while we interview Lucy Kalantari, we'll learn what makes her feel fantastic. So, let's start off with Fantastic by Lucy Kalantari.
I'm feeling fantastic. I feel enthusiastic. I'm feeling like I want to sing la di da dum da di da dum da di da dum da dee. Sometimes you gotta sing da-dee-da-dee-dee-dee, 'cause that's the only way to describe that magical feeling inside. Sometimes you gotta sing da-dee-da-dee-dee-dee, 'cause that's the only way to celebrate.
This is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Now we're going to have our interview with Lucy Kalantari. Hi.
Hi, Chloe.
So I'm going to ask you some questions and then you can answer them. So our first question is, how did you start your band?
Wow. I started writing songs one time a week, like one song a week. And some of those songs were written for my son, who at the time was 0 years old. He was like 3 months and then 4 months and then 5 months. And the next thing I knew, I had the album Pockets Full of Joy. So I went and recorded it, and I found a bass player, and a clarinet player and a drummer. And we didn't even try playing the songs before we went into the studio. And so we went in, and that's where I met some of them for the first time. And I said, here are the songs we're going to play. And I gave them charts. That's all the music written out. And then we just went and had a lot of fun all in one day.
So,
and then,
how old is your son now?
Oh, now he's 4 years old. And let me see, what would he say? He would say he's 4 1/4.
Okay. So, our next question is, I noticed that there are a lot of instruments in your songs. Do you play them all?
Ooh, that would be so cool. I just play the ukulele, and I sing. Let me see. There's a kazoo in there, too, which sometimes I play. In the first album, my son plays the kazoo. He was only 11 months in that one, but he learned. I taught him how to make sound through the kazoo in my song Betta, and he just sat there with the kazoo and he just went nuts on the kazoo. And so I recorded that. And then so the other instruments, the drums is played by Rich. His name is Rich. He teaches a lot of kids how to play drums too. And then the bass, I have two different bass players. One on the first album, one on the second. One name is Jay, and the other guy is Larry. And on the clarinet, on both albums, is Linus.
Okay.
Oh, wait, but you're probably thinking about some of the other instruments, especially on the new album. There's some extra stuff in the new one. So there's a cello in the new one, and that one was played by my son's cello teacher. His first cello teacher is a lovely lady named Jessica. And there's a trumpet on that album, too. And that was played by David Longoria. He's all the way out in California.
Wow. So our next one is, what things make you feel fantastic?
Ooh, that's a good question, Chloe. You know, I think that list is very, very long. And that list changes, too, throughout the day. Because, like, right now, right this instant, I'm outside. And the sky is very blue. And I hear a lot of birds chirping. And that's really nice. That makes me feel really good. And then other times, I might be around a lot of people who are just talking and very happy, or playing games and singing, and that makes me feel fantastic too. So whether it's quiet or it's really loud, there's a lot of different things in the day that make me feel very good.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really, really nice. Our next question is, what songs make you feel fantastic?
Songs. Ooh, that's a good one. That seems to also change depending on my mood, like what I want to listen to. But I do have, like, I have a playlist of songs that I call my joy playlist. And I could tell you a few of the songs that are on there. So there's one, the Beatles, they have this song called Fine. And it's makes me feel really good every time I hear it. The way the song starts with this little guitar line. And it's very peppy. It's so much fun to hear. And no matter what mood I'm in, if I put that song on, if I'm feeling a little blue, it'll turn it right around. Another one, which is a little silly, because I heard the song once from a movie. It's by a band called Cake, like cake that you eat. And it's called Love You Madly. And that's also another one that starts with these, it starts with the whole band does these there's a hit, dum 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 da 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 dum dum, and there's something about it that makes it snaps you right out of whatever you're feeling at that moment, and you're right in tune, and it makes me feel really, really happy and peppy. So those are two of the songs on my happy list.
So are there like any songs that you wrote on your happy list?
Oh, that's a funny question. You know, I have to admit, I don't listen to my songs often, like myself, because, well, I play them a lot, you know, live. I play them for different families and children. So I like to listen to other people's music a lot more. But it makes me happy when people tell me that they were listening to my song or had some of my songs on their playlist, because it makes them happy. So, you know, you see what I did there? Like, they play something of mine that makes them happy, which then makes me happy. So it's like a circle.
Mm-hmm. And so this is a game that we do. It's okay. Usually called This or That, but there's usually a theme sometimes. Fantastic, okay. Or not fantastic. So when what we do in this game is there's gonna be one thing, and then you have to say, do you think it's fantastic or not?
Oh boy. Okay.
Pizza.
Oh, fantastic. Especially if it's gluten-free.
Socks.
See, this is ambiguous. Socks can be fantastic when there are very, very fun patterns on them. You see.
Okay. Next is parties.
Absolutely fantastic.
Bunnies.
Oh, yeah, fantastically cute.
And then this one might be a tough one for you.
Oh,
so
boy.
It's friends, your friends who are friends with frenemies.
Ooh, complicated. You know, that is complicated. But you know what? That is also fantastic. Because regardless if we have friends or, as you call them, frenemies, we always have to find a way to make it all work and balance, right? Because we're all connected in a way, even if we don't necessarily like being around that other person, we're still people and we still have to figure out how to get along. So we got to find all the common grounds, all the things that we both like and we can both talk about. And oftentimes a friend can bridge that gap between a frenemy and you.
Mm-hmm. So that was our last question. Thank you.
Thank you, Chloe. This was really fun. Can I ask you a question? Is that part of the program?
Okay.
What is your favorite part about doing your podcast? I really, really enjoyed listening to your podcast so far. Like, they're very fun. And I'd like to know what's your favorite part about doing these?
I don't know. I guess, like, mm-hmm. everything, then. Because it's really, really fun.
It does sound like you're having a lot of fun. And you know what? I'm so glad you included me in your fun. So thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye, Chloe. Thank you for having me.
Bye.
I hope you feel fantastic for the rest of the day and tomorrow and the day after that and every day.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
You can build the world around you, and it starts with your mind. It may take a million steps, and you'll get there if you try. This journey's just for you. And if you stay true, you can do. Sideways.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now I have my favorite fantastic stuff to tell you about. So one of them would be like hanging out with friends and family. I love doing that, including all my pets too. Like I love hugging them and everyone's just like really, really nice usually. So I like hanging out with friends and family. So, and then my next one is just playing, because I like playing with lots of stuff. My number one favorite toy should be Num Nums. So if you don't know what Num Nums are, they're like squishy, smelly little like toys that you can smell and stack. There's usually one is called a num, and that's the squishy one. And then another one is called a nom. A nom is a hard one and can come in different kinds. For instance, there's usually lip glosses, go-go's, stampers. If you're lucky, there's in this season, there's two flavored lip glosses. And there are even light-ups. And they're all really, really cool. My number two favorite toy, that would be... Okay, clay or Play-Doh, like slime, so like creative stuff. So I like making stuff with them, and I'm really, really happy into that. And then my other favorite things to do are reading. I love to read all kinds of books, and I'm really, really good. I'm so happy when I read. I have different kinds of books, and it's just really, really fun to read and have lots of fun and kind of like laugh a bit. I also like just drawing and being creative. I love that, actually. My favorite ways to express myself and being creative is fashion design. You probably already know that. And then I also really, really like using clay, like I just said. And I also like just drawing, because I love to draw pictures and I'm really good at it, just like I am at reading. And it's just so much fun. And I love school. I just love lots of things that I don't want to take forever on telling you, because there's so much stuff. And I am doing a little while ago at school, me and my friends hosted a fashion show. And you know how much I love fashion, so it was really, really cool to be on stage and model some fun outfits with my friends. There's not usually themes, but in this show is a theme, so it's like through the decades. If you don't know what decades means, it's a group of 10 years. So, for instance, we're in the decade 2010 to 2020, and that's a group of 10 years. So, this year's 2017, and 7 plus 3 is 10. We'll have 3 more years left in this decade. I can't believe 3 more already, actually. And it was really, really fun to just model with my friends. And that made me really happy, too. Those are really, like, all my favorite fantastic stuff. And there's lots more, but I don't want to take forever. So... here's I Like from Lure Dog for the Band of Shy. If you need your problem solved, I have just the thing. So Chloe's Advice Corner segment is next. Here's I Like from Lure Dog the Band of Shy.
Go! breeze. I like barking up the trees. Honey, babe.
I like the vine on the grape. I like kissing on my babe.
I like skipping in the breeze.
And when the day is done, I hold your hand in the setting sun.
It's not where I'm at, or the smell of the Cheshire cat.
It's just the thrill I get to be with you, you in the center of the universe.
I like comic books.
Oh, you do you?
I do. Popeye and Sluggo's dirty looks.
I like a soulful song.
Al Green keeps me strong.
I like skipping in the breeze.
Hit it!
Nanu, nanu, nanu.
You very much as well.
I like skipping in the breeze. I like barking up the trees. Honey, babe.
I like the vine on the grape. I like kissing on my babe.
I like skipping in the breeze.
I like the thrill to be with you, you, you and you and you and you and you.
I like
drinky chrome.
What are you talking about?
I like Satchmo.
Louis Armstrong and the High Five.
I like Bodhi Do Do
Di Daddy Do Di Daddy Do Di Do Di Do Do Do.
I like NYC.
Brooklyn, baby.
I like Stravinsky.
Fantasia.
Unlike your last Facebook posting, man.
I like the entire universe except for that particular spot in the backyard where your llama hangs. Ew.
I like Forrest Gump.
Box of chocolates.
I like skipping in the breeze.
Kissing on my babe.
I like you. Do you like me?
Nanu, 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 nanu.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Now we'll tell you some facts about the Chloe's Advice Corner. So, you have a problem, and you don't think, and it's a very rare or not unusually happening problem that you just can't fix. For example, this somebody is saying, this random person is saying, my friend hurt me and isn't saying I'm sorry, but we are still friends. Every day, me and her walk to our lockers. I always ask if she is sorry. Still no. What should I do? So this is probably not one of you. But my advice for this random person is just don't ask her if she's sorry. Soon she'll just forget and then you'll be friends and you don't need to ask her anymore. Just wait for a while until you think it's a day that she won't remember it. What happened, and then you could just fill her in, and she might just say, I don't remember that. Or if it doesn't work, just leave her alone. Maybe she'll just, get on with it by herself and just notice she just had to say sorry. That's my advice for this random person. You can go on my face. You can... email me or go on my Facebook page to tell what your problem is, and then I'll feature it on it. I'll feature some of them on the next episode, and you might just find a good way for this, for it to be fixed. If you want to email me, just email Chloe@chloesfriendshipcircle.com. Here's how to spell my name. C-H-L-O-E. So you can do it whenever you want, and it can be featured on, and we'll have some of you get it featured on every episode. I hope we get some fun problems. I hope we get some problems soon. So now it's time for the friendship pledge already. My pledge is, no matter what, just feel fantastic. You'll feel better that way. Here's Shake It Off from Sing, or by Reese Witherspoon and Nick Kroll. Bye!
Too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say. Mm-mm.
I go on too many dates, but I can make them stay. At least that's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say.
Mm-mm. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. I never miss a beat.